What's the Topic with DJ Nesh, only on XFM.
Yeah, I know you guys are loving the season. Yeah, the month, okay. Here in South Africa, we're loving the month because it is 3 days after Christmas. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, I know, eh? Merry Christmas. Okay, yeah, we're going for New Year now. Now, that's what's actually awesome. We are not very far from New Year, so haha, things are going to be awesome. Yeah, every single person that is tuned in, you are like amazingly awesome. And guys, thank you for the support up to this very moment. I mean, we're gonna be going into a new year with amazing stuff. Yeah, I know, yeah, this year that's finishing, we had a lot of things promised and yeah, didn't deliver. Forgive me for that, forgive us for that. But we looking forward to actually making it, you know, a better experience, if I can put it that way, which is going to be awesome. So yeah, forgive all of us for that. Me and the rest of the production team, and yeah, you guys are so amazing. That's all I have to say. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the support. I had to say that 3 times. And yeah, keep on sharing, keep on liking, keep on commenting. Yeah, in fact, the commenting part, I'm actually kind of like angry at you guys because I want to respond to your comments, but you're not giving me the comments, you know. So can we like get into a new year with comments coming back so that I can know what to do? That, yeah, you guys are actually requesting, you know, stuff like that. And yeah, that's actually what I want for the new year. But for every single person that is still alive right now, God be with you and bless you. Yeah, so welcome to What's the Topic. And you know what the topic is. Money. 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 Ha ha. That's the topic at the moment. Yeah, that's the topic for this moment. Right now here on What's the Topic show. So, you know how we do it? Before we get into the topic itself, before we get the cooking and the dishing and the food and the eating and the listening and the dancing and the doing everything. Yeah, you know, before we get into all of those stuff, what we do is we give you the news after the short break.
Yeah, what's up? This is Journey from the Battery, and you are rocking with my homie, ripping up the ones and twos,
Coming back into the news, yeah, we got 2 topics itself, yeah, you know, just for the season itself, we're gonna give you 2 specials for the season, for the special season, which is all about Christmas, all about Christmas and New Year, which is coming soon. Yeah, so first up on the headlines is basically for the listeners in Africa. So every single person that's in Africa, guess what is happening? There's been a whole thousand of people. There's actually thousands of people that actually are fleeing to camps, you know, and the reason why they're fleeing to camps is because of the Ethiopia clashes. So there's been Ethiopia clashes that have been happening recently, and because of those clashes, thousands are actually fleeing to camps. And yeah, this is actually bad, eh? It's bad. So, you know, yeah, war, yeah, fights, chaos, corruption, stuff we don't like. But yeah, that is actually what's happening. And yeah, you, if you can actually remember, my voice wasn't like this, but I actually love the fact that it changed and it's, yeah, a mature type of a situation. So I hope you guys love the new voice. Just saying, yes, because yo, in the week, let me not even say the week. Yeah, it was in the week, but the month of November, yo, there was a time my voice went through an interesting patch. Yeah, it was really interesting. But yeah, I'm glad that my voice is back. And thank you, Lord, for voices. I hope you guys also love voices. But let's go back to the topic itself. So yeah, Ethiopia, 1,000 people, you know, basically not 1,000, but thousands of people are actually fleeing to camps because of the Ethiopia clashes. So there's clashes, there's people clashing with each other, and that is causing a very unpleasant environment to be living in. So that is what's happening. And then last on the news headline, this is it's an interesting topic to think of and talk about. And at the same time, it's good and bad, you know. But yeah, second on the headline is basically a gay rugby player. Yes, it's for the Bristol listeners. Yes, if you know where Bristol is, yes. Yeah, right now, as you're listening from Bristol, this is for you. And they in Bristol, basically. Yo. It is... I'm even taking a moment of silence to actually think about this. But yeah, so let me just give it to you. There is a gay rugby player there that is in fear because of persecution. So because he's gay and he's a rugby player, they're like, okay, how can you be gay and you're a rugby player and yeah, still breathe and live? So that is actually their problem. They have a problem with the fact that he's gay and he's a rugby player. So that is the problem that they have. And right now he's in persecution there by Bristol. And they actually persecuting him. And he's in fear for days because of that. So yeah, gay rugby player right now in Bristol is experiencing fear of persecution. Yep. But now think about it. Who says that? Yeah, okay. In a way, I kind of understand, but don't understand. So I'm contradicting myself here. Now, let's take the guy's side. Now, he's playing rugby. Why is he playing rugby? It's probably from a passion. He actually wants to get somewhere, you know. He wants to get to places and he wants to achieve things. And yeah, that's him right there. Got a desire to make it in the rugby industry. And yeah, you are trying to break his desire and passion down and his dreams just because he's gay. Now, gay people are also human, eh? That's something that I have to say. But okay, let's actually be in a position where we display the character of Christ. If it was Jesus in that position, what would he do? He would help the guy understand the condition that he's in and the fact that the condition that he's in is not a normal condition, and help him get to the normal condition or the normal state that the person's supposed to be in. Not persecute them for being a rugby player that is gay. So yes, he's gay. Now let's help him find his identity. Not persecute him for not knowing his identity and the fact that he's a rugby player. So that is actually the angle that I'm coming from. So I hope that actually helps a couple of you. Because yeah, just now you start persecuting me. You like, hey, why are you taking their side? No. Let's get into Jesus' shoes. What would Jesus do? So yeah, gotta think biblically, eh? Gotta examine your life and actually judge yourself according to the word. Yes, that's the word. That's the right one. So let's judge ourselves according to the standards of the Bible and what the Bible says. So yeah, that is right there what is happening. And yeah, that's the news right there. So for those who didn't catch what we spoke about in the news, you know, maybe you are passive, you know, you just had a moment of zoning out, being in your own world for a while and coming back. So I'm just gonna go through the two stuff that we spoke about in the news. The first one was the thousands that are fleeing from Ethiopia into camps. They're actually fleeing into camps because of the clashes that's happening in Ethiopia. You know, people are clashing with each other, cultures, characters, hearts that are not right, clashing with other hearts that are not right, which is causing chaos and corruption. And this is for the African listeners, every single person that's in Africa, not South Africa only, Africa. Yes, for the African listeners. Yes, that's the right one. And then the second one was the gay rugby player who is in persecution, fear. So he's in fear because he's being persecuted, and this is in Bristol. And guys, can we display the character of Christ? And if you look at both of these two headlines, The reason why things like this are not happening is because of the character of Christ that is not within us. So can we actually now start displaying the character of Christ? That's my request. So can we come out of this thing of, no, you, what you're doing is wrong, so you gotta do something else that is right. In fact, you, because what you're doing is wrong, don't even be around us. No, can we not do that? Can we actually help the people get to their right state? So that is what we need to do. And that is it for the news headline. I hope you guys actually took notes. I hope you guys took some amazing, interesting advice. And I know in the news, you can always get stuff out of here. So we're going to be back after the short break, the ad break.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
So we back, yes, back, but now we back for a short session, because you know how we do it. We give you something that is amazing after the short session. Now, Christ music. Right now, it's all about Christmas, yes, and New Year. So it's all about the December playlist and everything that has to do with Christmas. Yeah, so that is what it's all about. And yeah, you guys know how it's done. You know how everything is. And yeah, something that I can say, and I'll always say, and I'll keep on saying it, is that Christ music is hot music because of the message and every single thing that it gets you to do. It challenges you. Let's be honest, Christ music actually challenges you. It doesn't get you depressed. You come out of there thinking, whoa, I need to go read that verse that that guy rapped about in his song. Look at it. Okay, now let's get out. I wanna take a different direction now. You know, normally we speak about the listeners of Christ music. Yeah, yes, we get it, listeners. This is to all the listeners, whether it's secular or Christian, mainstream or, yeah, whatever it is. Let's get this in your head, ne? Every single song that you listen to affects you in a way, and it influences you to do whatever that you do as an outcome of your life, yeah. Every single thing that comes out of your house, life, yeah, whatever you want to call it, car, everything that comes out is a result of the type of stuff that you're feeding yourself with. Most of it is music. So you come out of there depressed, it's the music you're feeding yourself. So we got that right, yes. Even Christians, the music that you listen to influences you to do things that you would do and things that you wouldn't do. So make sure it's the right music that you're listening to. Now, I want to take a different turn. Artists, the guys that are actually making the songs out there, the best thing that you can ever do, okay, this is referring to the Christian rappers though. Yes. As a Christian rapper, the best thing you can ever do to impact your crowd and attract them is not make an awesome hit. It is you living the song that you rap about. Yes. So you rap about Christ's character. The question is that character in you? In your everyday life? That is the question that we're asking. So we don't care about how much you know. We don't care about how much you exposed to. We want to care about how much you're applying in your life that is coming out of the word. How much of the standard of the word are you reflecting? How much of Christ is in you? That is what we are interested in. And when you speak about Christ and then we see it in your life, that is a bonus. And right there, you got our hearts, you got us. And we don't care whatever song that you make. Okay, not really don't care. We do care about the message. But whatever type of style it is, we'll be willing to listen to it because we know your lifestyle reflects Christ. So it's always going to be like, it's a situation of, what does he have to say now? What does he have to say this time? What can I get from him this time? It's that type of situation. So if you're an artist that is a Christian, always remember that. And if you're a secular artist, can you please come to the Christian side? Can you please give your life to Christ? Can you please get serious with God? That is what we're actually asking. So yeah, with all that said and done, make sure you took notes, and we're going to give you something that's amazing, which is Christ music, because it's hot music.
is gonna be together. Day is Christmas, fire's side is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas.
Nothing on the list was missed. Then mom and dad would come and find me, and they'd remind me that Santa Claus was a fraud and didn't exist. In our house there was no tree or mistletoe, no bells and whistles, but the tinsel was official though. Sat at the table with the paper crown tilted, the roast will leave you comatose, the cooking always killed it. But now that me and my youth have parted ways, all I get are Cliff Huxtable jumpers and cheap aftershaves. There's no more clothes and toys, at first I was so annoyed, now seeing them being with fam is what I most enjoy.
These clothes and clothes joy, holler at your holiday traditions, whether it's well wishing or tree picking for trimming, it's the season for remembering. Long before I would come to understand, the gift was in the giving. I recall calling out toys, wanna buy your boy and photo ops with the Santa Claus in a mall. It was all about G.I. Joes and play wars against their foes, Cobra or Transformers, Autobots, Decepticons, can't forget Thundercats. It was a simpler time, this song's a way to run it back. These are snapshots of memories we're giving you. With that, a Merry Christmas is what we're all wishing.
I reminisce for a spell, as shall I say, think back. Those were the days. I reminisce for a spell, as shall I say, think back.
Back in the day.
I reminisce for a spell, as shall I say, think back.
Those were the days.
I reminisce for a spell, as shall I say, think back.
Let's take a second, think back.
I reminisce for a spell, as shall I say, think back.
Those were the days.
I reminisce for a spell, as shall I say, think back.
Back in the day.
I reminisce for a spell, as shall I say, think back.
Those were the days.
I reminisce for a spell, as shall I say, think back.
Let's take a second, think back.
Christ music is hot music.
Money is the topic that we are talking about today here on What's the Topic? Yeah. Now, as we all know, this is the season where money is coming out, eh? People are rolling. People are bowling. Okay, so basically what I mean is people are actually spending money. Why? Because it's the season of spending money. It's the season where you get to get other people presents. You get to buy them gifts. You get, they get all of those amazing stuff. This is the time where they do that. I mean, people are going to be spending cash like no one's business. And they're already spending cash like no one's business. Especially on the first. Yo, it's going to happen. As in, money is going to come out. Now, money. So, let's talk about money. Why money? Because money can make people do anything that they want to do. Money can make people do things that they wouldn't do. Never mind. I don't know what happened with the tongue. It twisted or it took a stop and then it was like, never mind. But never mind them not going for stuff, you know, that they love and all the stuff. Never mind them not doing what they wouldn't do, you know. Never mind them spending, overspending and all the stuff. Money itself is a motivator of whatever that you would put your mind on or wouldn't put your mind on. And the reason right now that we're speaking about money is because we shouldn't be putting money first. We should be at a point where our solid foundation and everything that we focus on is Christ. I mean, remember, what you focus on, that's where you spend your energy. Remember? So, remember we even spoke about it. Yeah. I think in the middle of the month or something. Yeah, somewhere. Not the month, I mean the year. But now, where your focus is, that's where your energy goes. So money. Now, reason why we're tackling money is because money is a lot of people's focus. Money is people's mindset that, yeah, they set their mindset on money. Money is what makes some people, okay, let me not even say some people. Money is what makes most of the people's lives go around. I mean, you got a saying that says money makes the world go round. Now, that is people's motto, if I can put it that way. A lot of people live by that saying. Money makes the world go around. Money makes things happen. No, it's not money that makes things happen. It's God who makes things happen. If God is not in that money that you want to focus on, trust me, that money is gonna break you, make you fall apart, fix you, not fix you in a positive way. I'm talking about negative way. So money is gonna make your life probably a life that is not worth living in. if you focus on money and place it over God, that is the type of life that you'll be living. You'll be living a life where you feel like you're on hell here on earth. You focus on money, in fact. The more you focus on money, the more of hell you experience here on earth. The more you focus on money, the more things look like they're not going the way you want them to go. Why? Because God is not in the situation that you are trying to overcome. You're trying to do things the way Jesus would do, and you don't basically invite him. I was going to say expect, but you don't invite him into it. Guess what's going to happen? Things are going to fall apart. So money. People talk about the dollar bill. Yes, it's all about the dollar bill, stuff like that. No, it's not all about the dollar bill. I mean, yes, money is a good thing. Some people might be like, Nash, what do you mean money is a good thing? Let's put it this way. Money is a good thing depending on what circumstances you are in and what you use the money for. Okay, let's take, for example, a situation of you need to get people to Jesus and you need transport. Money is a good thing because it helps you get the transport to get the people to Jesus. So in that case, it's a good thing. But now, it's a bad thing when the love of money is more than the love of God. You love money more than God. Then what the Bible says of the love of money is the root of all evil comes into play. Because you love money to the point where evil is not a problem if you have to do it to gain money. You will be willing to do any evil to get money. If you love money, I mean, if whatever evil deed that you wanna do, if it requires you to do it in order for you to get money, you would be willing to do it because of the fact that you love money more than God. Now, like I said, that is a very dangerous position to be in. It's not a right position to be in. I mean, if you're in that position, you better examine your heart and you better make sure that you examine it very well. Otherwise, your whole life is going to fall apart. Your whole world is going to fall apart. And you wouldn't want to be in that position. You wouldn't want to be in that situation. I myself wouldn't want to be in that situation. So why would you want to be in that situation? That is my question. Money. Yes. So my advice to you, this coming new year, instead of making money your first god, place the guy that died on the cross for you, which is Jesus Christ, and place the God that should be placed before that money that you wanna make your God. Yes, that money that you wanna make your God. That's what I said. So instead of all of this other funny stuff that you want to make your God, instead of you making them your God, place God above everything. I mean, the money that you use, who provides that money? So why are you trying to take the provision and placing it above the provider instead of taking the provider and placing him above the provision? I mean, the provision, when the provision runs out, who's gonna come and give you more? The provision is not gonna come back and give you more. No. In fact, let's take a reality journey. Imagine you're walking in the street and then a drunk driver comes out of nowhere. You didn't see him. 5 seconds before he hits you, you see the light, and then bam, there you are in the air, and then you hit the ground. But now you don't just hit the ground, you hit the ground and your head hits the pavement. Whole body in the street while your head is on the pavement. And there you are, open, blood is coming out. And then you end up in a coma. 3 weeks into the coma, the doctor comes back, tells your family that we lost him or we lost her. Now, my question to you is, you're gone. So, will you take that money that you earned? Will you take that money that you placed as your God? when you die, is that money gonna go with you? That is what my question is. Are you gonna take your money with you when you die? Or is someone else gonna be the one that's gonna take your money and guess what? Start flashing your money in people's faces, knowing that I did not earn this money. I got it from someone else, or I inherited from someone else. So why place money above the provider? I mean, the same provider that gave you the money is the same provider that will give you eternal life if you choose to accept Jesus. Just say. So make sure that you don't lose that part. Don't forget that part. Do not forget that part. So yes, money. We're talking about money. And the reason why we're talking about money is because people's lives revolve around money. And why do they revolve around money and not the person who provided the money? I mean, yeah, we all love the fact that we can make money. But have you ever sat down and thought, who allowed you to make that money? Because if the same person that allowed you to make that money decides, I'm not gonna give this person an opportunity to make that money, how do you think you're gonna get money? No, you won't get that money. I mean, God is not in it. How are you gonna get what you want? How are you gonna get what you need? He should be there so that he can provide your every need. And obviously one of them is money. How are you gonna buy food? How are you gonna buy petrol? How are you gonna buy a car? How are you gonna buy a house without money? I mean, money, yeah, it's like money controls most of the stuff that you need. But still, it's God who's in control. He's the one that gives you the authority and right to do each and everything that you are doing here on earth. So money itself, don't place it above God, but instead place God above money. Yeah. So this is a session, first session, which has been so awesome so far. Yes, amazingly awesome. Now what we're going to do is we're going to go for a break, and then we're going to come back and finish off the topic based on money. Yes, money.
Kingdoms advancing. see your son. As it is in heaven, so let it be done. So let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. We only live to see your son. As it is in heaven, so let it be done. So let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. We only live to see your son. As it is in heaven, so let it be done.
Kingdoms have been seen. Heaven colliding with earth. All creation is chanting. Jesus will stand.
The exceptional new act of worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
The resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
Yeah, coming back. Money is something that we all want. I mean, let's take a journey, yeah. So we're gonna take a journey back to primary, you know. Yeah, in fact, I think I'm gonna take a journey for the whole of my life up to now, from when I was born. So yes, started in 9 months. First month I was growing in my mom's belly. Second month I was growing. Third month I was growing. Fourth month, guess what I was doing? I was growing. Fifth month, guess what I was doing? I was still growing. Six, still growing. Seven, still growing. Eight, guess what? I almost came out, but I was still growing. Nine, guess what? I was still growing until I decided, okay, whoa. The growing is taking place for too long. A period of time that is not, I don't know what my English did there, but it's fine. Here on What's the Topic, we're creating the What's the Topic dictionary. And yeah, we have started with the collection of words this year so that when we transition into the next year, we are sorted. Yes, in the next year we have the What's the Topic dictionary, which is going to be a creation of words, and you guys can use it based on what's the topic. Yes, so like I said, 9 months I decided, hey, I've been in here for too long, let me get out of here and see what's on the other side in the new world. I didn't even know there was a new world, but I saw it. Yes, by faith. Yeah, I was there in creation. Yeah, God created me, so I saw it. Okay, came out, boom, I'm new in the earth. And yeah, from then, guess what? I've been broke. Yeah, as in I've had no cash. I was a baby, newborn baby with no cash, yes. And I needed to feed myself and all that stuff. But yeah, I've learned how to depend on God, you know. Yes, I learned how to depend on God, because God always protected me and he was always guiding me. He used my guardians, he used my parents. Yes, all of those people are so blessed because they took care of me, and God showed them how amazingly proud he is of them and how he appreciates what they did. But yeah, still going on to a journey. Here I am into the world, broke, came in naked, yes, got a smack on the, yeah, on my seat of wisdom, yes, yeah, so got a hiding, and then, yeah, broke there, don't have cash, yet I still needed to get fed and all the stuff, and yeah, like I said, God provided, he actually used my parents, he used my guardians, he used my family members, neighbors, yeah, all of those people, and he used them to take care of me. That's something that's interesting. He uses people to take care of you. But now, money wasn't an issue when I was small. Yes? I never used to stress about money. All I used to stress was food, glorious food. I need food, glorious food. That is me when I was born. I just wanted food. Yeah, so food was my first, priority and my main focus. Yeah, because I had no knowledge of God, so I couldn't focus on God. Just saying, don't judge me. Even you, when you were small, you used to do that. Yes, your first focus was food. So same thing with me, food. So don't blame, don't judge, don't be racist. Yeah, or anything like that. Yeah, don't be colorist or foodist or yeah, whatever you wanna name it, whatever east that you wanna put after it or yeast. Yeah, busy rhyming here, man. But yeah, that's a journey that I took. And then primary, as young as I was, you know, they'll give you a small amount of cash. It would be a big amount to you because you are small and you are less matured. And, you know, I can go buy chips. Yes. Can go buy fries. French fries. Yes. Stuff like that. And you'd be happy and all those stuff. Not realizing that money will play a big role in my life. But now, as much as it plays a big role, I got choices to make. Money or focus on God. But now in primary, I couldn't make that choice because, come on, I'm like 6 years old. How am I going to make that choice when I have no knowledge of what's happening? You know, so just, that's just the thought to process and think about. Yes, but now in primary, I remember, I would get given, you know, a small amount of cash that had no value except the value to buy chips and moment of silence. Chips, chappies, sweets, candies, all those stuff, you know, and that is the amount that I would be given. But it wouldn't be a lot of stuff. It's just that the value of those things are cheap. And it would be affordable for me. But now, in primary, I never stressed about money. I never stressed about cash. I never stressed about what I was going to wear. I never stressed about what I was going to eat, drink. Yes, I don't smoke, so I can't say I was going to stress about what I'm gonna smoke. But no, I don't do that. You know, there's the saying that says stop smoking your socks. I don't smoke, so just so that you know. But primarily there was no stress for cash. Reality came when now going into secondary. Yes, suddenly what didn't used to bother me anymore now bothers me. So money was never an issue, yet now it's an issue because I'm like now in secondary, and secondary you need to have money to be cool, you need to have money to look cool, you know. And it was all about money now in second year, and that is the problem because I was focused on the wrong things, and as a result of me focusing on the wrong things, I got the wrong marks. They were not right. Those are the wrong marks, Grade 8. I remember my grade 8 year, first time in history, I got a 4% in my report. Yes, my final report, 4%. Crap, crap, crap. And you guys are like, Nash, you just lost it. I know, 4% in my report, final report, and that was because my focus was not on God, but instead my focus was on money. And I remember I would be in a position where I would be like, I need to buy this, I need to buy this, I need to buy that, but I'm broke, I don't have money, I don't know where to get it, and I just need it. That was me. Yes. Interesting life. But now, it's a thing that as time went on, you know, eventually get exposed to the word, and grade 9, same thing, need to make money. Grade 10, same thing, I need to make money. Grade 11, grade 12, in fact, grade 12, it's even worse. You like, I am finishing school and I don't have anything, so how am I gonna live life after school? So some people take gap years, others they commit suicide, others yo, they fall pregnant and you got all of these different scenarios happening. But yeah, it's a situation of what am I gonna do with my life. And yeah, I remember sitting there and I'm making plans and I'm like, I'm gonna make money like this, like this, like this, get this done, get that done. And at the end of the year, whoa, have plans of this whole huge amount and all those things. But yeah, in secondary, I would make plans, you know, concerning cash and money. And simply because I did not believe in God. I did not believe that himself, he is the provider of that money that I'm holding, and he's the one that can replace it. So I didn't get it that I shouldn't be in a position where I love money more than God, which is a position that even the rest of you guys must never be in. Don't ever be in a position where you love, yes, you love money more than yourself. So that is what we need to be doing, you know, which is very interesting. And yeah, what is interesting is we're supposed to be placing God before any other thing. Yeah, like God above everything else that you wanna, you know, you wanna achieve and all those things. So money itself, yeah, money is not evil, but the love of money is very evil. So we gotta place God first, because if we place God first, I mean, you're gonna have a solution to every single problems in your life, and you'll know how to handle each and every one of those situations. So I hope this session itself on money helped you. This session, I hope that it sparked up a spark into your heart and into your life. So until next time, same place, I'm gonna see you guys. Don't forget to catch us on our web. Don't forget to catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za. Don't forget to catch us on Twitter, activefm777. Don't forget to catch us on Facebook /activefm777. Don't forget to catch us on Instagram @activefm777, and that is the number of heaven. Yeah, so I'll see you guys same time, same place. If you wanna catch me myself, it's Nash Workaholic Bobo on Facebook, Saint Lone Wolf on Twitter, and Fearless Eagle in Christ on Instagram. See you guys next time, same place. Peace out, and God bless your soul.
Songs repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing like a choir, they're singing in my heart. Despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth.
voice, a chime, a chance of life. Peace on earth, goodwill.